This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing, wherever you're doing it at, thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. I'm also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com to find out more about the show. Well, joining us right now, hour number one, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had two days in Washington, D.C. of some major support for the president in a Make America Great Again march Saturday and Sunday. Unfortunately, this march was marred at night after the lights went down by violent Antifa rioters who were doing everything from beating up some of the members of some of the Trump supporters to also throwing fireworks at them while they were sitting in outdoor restaurant areas eating and disrupted them wherever they could find them. I mean, this is the typical Antifa, progressive, left, liberal, socialist, communist way of doing things.
Well, it really is, Captain. It's unconscionable. And certainly there is an apt comparison here to thuggery and brown shirts of the 1930s in Nazi Germany. This is the same exact kind of thing where you go out and intimidate people, beat them up, and so on and so forth. It is something that we read about in history books, and people say, why didn't somebody stop that? That was completely wrong. Well, we see it happening on the streets of Washington, D.C.
Now, Trump supporters were harassed. They were attacked at MAGA marches, different small little groups and whatnot. Wherever they could get them isolated, they went after them. I'm talking about Antifa. Clashes with counter-protesters. Arrests were made, not as many as should have been, because the police were very busy and they weren't able to concentrate in one area. And, of course, the president blamed the Antifa scum, that's what he called them, and the media, after the violence march, all peaceful. Now, these were peaceful MAGA marches, and Ivanka Trump slammed the media for ignoring the violence against the conservatives. They said just about nothing, and, of course, the media has been taking the heat all weekend long for ignoring the violent attacks on the Trump supporters at the MAGA rally, as well they should.
Well, absolutely, Captain. There's, you know, when we can see things happening before our very eyes, but yet the, most of the mainstream media simply continues down the merry road of Joe Biden won, it's a transition, and anybody who is going to support Donald Trump is somehow living in a fantasy world, not so much about the election per se, but they're out there and supporting him, they're the MAGA people, so we're just going to ignore them, because, you know, anybody who's doing that these days is just not worthy of being covered, and that's really something. Did you see the pictures of all the people that are flooding the streets? It was just absolutely unbelievable, Captain.
Well, on Saturday, coming back from the gun show in Sarasota, I got caught up in a Trump caravan that was out on the road and it was headed northbound up I-75 to 275, and it was actually 8 miles long.
Wow.
And it was, I got in the left lane and just hammered down and went by all of them because they were doing like convoy speed. And I wanted them to stay where they were at. And I got out there and just kept on moving, and people were blowing their horns and having a good time. And I know anybody that saw my vehicle knew it was me because I'm kind of hard to miss. But, anyway, when I got up by the toll booth, I figured that I had just gotten ahead of them because, they were coming up on the toll booth. And when I got up on the bridge, the, Sunshine Skyway Bridge, here they were up on the bridge cruising along 35, 40 miles an hour with their four-way lights going. So it was stretched out a total of 8 miles. I don't know where they went, but they were certainly having a good time, and they did a big thing somewhere Saturday.
Wow. Well, you know, Captain, seeing these kinds of organic things happening, it just goes to show you can try to suppress, you can use propaganda, but you can't kill an idea. And that's exactly what Trumpism is all about. And people have latched on, and they're not going to simply now accept, not so much in terms of what we're talking about with the election, but they're not going to accept that, well, it's all irrelevant now. They're going to make their voices heard still. It's amazing.
Well, except for social media, I didn't see anything about it on any television station.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. It's like it's not happening. And because it goes against the grain. Remember, everybody's supposed to be dejected and Trump lost and oh no, and just fall apart. Nope, they're not doing that.
Well,
these aren't the people that do that.
The president gave an interview to the New York Post, and in the interview he said that this election is the greatest theft in history, in the history of America, which it is.
Yeah, absolutely. From what we're learning, Captain, it's devastating. We're very concerned for our country tonight. Absolutely.
All right, now hold that thought, because when we come back, folks, Sidney Powell, who I believe is on the president's defense team, said something extremely important yesterday. Now, it is what it is, but we're going to mention it. Kyle's going to mention it. And then we've got more on what to expect this week from all the different lawsuits that are out there. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been using for going on about 5 years right now. And the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 has helped me to deal with the big problem that I've got with my left ankle and foot, which is inflammation, and, of course, the pain that comes with it, too. And it helps to lower or eliminate the pain because it goes right straight to the source, and that's it. End of story. Pain gone, swelling gone, and I feel better. Now, I take it twice a day. It comes in a convenient individual packet. It's 100% drug-free, and it supports that healthy response you need to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you have, too. Now, it also helps with the healing process. It helps support healthy joints and muscles. You can find out more about it by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start that's $19.95 for 3 weeks. That's about $1 a day. All you got to lose is pain, so give it a shot. The 3-week quick start, $19.95 at relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, and hopefully you'll be out of pain just like the tens of thousands of other people who have been themselves. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president has urged the judge in Pennsylvania to preserve the suit over the Pennsylvania ballots, because apparently the Secretary of State, who's in charge of the election process in Pennsylvania, is trying to get that tossed out.
Right, exactly right. And so, again, this is part of the uphill battle that President Trump and the Trump campaign is fighting. And unfortunately, time is going to start running out. Here we are, but we don't have a lot of time left.
Well, she's saying there's no there, but the there is what she created by extending the acceptance of the mail-in ballots by 3 days on top of what it already was. She can't do that.
Well, again, that's in the purview of the legislature. Of course, you're right. You can't simply make up your own rules, this is exactly evidently what happened.
And then the votes that she was supposed to put off to the side and promised to the court that she would do, she didn't, and then Justice Alito from the Supreme Court had to step in and order her to do so, and if she hasn't, then she'll be in contempt of court, and maybe she'll go to jail. Maybe.
Maybe. You're absolutely right about that. Again, this is some very unprecedented things that we're seeing happen, and their importance can't be overstated, I think. Because if you're mixing together these ballots that came in after the deadline, they're not supposed to be there, but somehow they got counted and so on and so forth, and nobody was there, Captain, in so many cases to actually make sure that people were doing what they were supposed to do. So in other words, they were, what's that term? Was it the Washington Post, democracy dies in darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's pretty dark, I guess, in those counting rooms when nobody is there to make sure people aren't doing nefarious things. That simple.
Now, Dominion Systems is a system that we know that there's been lots of trouble with so far, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Isn't it amazing that the Dominion CEO was offered a position over the weekend in a Joe Biden administration?
I mean, you can't make this stuff up, can you?
No. And Rudy Giuliani said Dominion shouldn't even be counting votes anywhere.
Well, no, because it's my understanding that this particular system was originally designed not for U.S. elections, but for elections elsewhere in places like Venezuela.
This was designed for use by the CIA to go in and physically, with a computer, change the election results.
Right.
That's what this was. So we have this being used in the United States, and we're thinking that nobody's switching anything around. I think they're wrong.
Well, as you know, Captain, the news media is telling us over and over again, there's no evidence of any kind of fraud or anything like that, but it's right there in the Dominion machines, for goodness sake,
mm-hmm.
if they simply research it. I mean, we're talking about this on the air, and gee whiz,
yeah.
You could have some pretty good exposés on it.
And you can forget all about Operation Hammer. That's the deal they were using, but the Dominion system was the system they were using to do the Operation Hammer stuff with.
Right.
Jeez. All right. And by the way, in Georgia, Senator Perdue has said that if the GOP wins in Georgia, that is their last line of defense. And they must, in fact, be able to do just that.
Well, that's exactly right. We're going to focus in on what's going on in Georgia, and because that is going to be where you make your stand.
All right. And now we've got somebody on the telephone that I think tried to reach us the other morning and couldn't. Dan DeMann in Lafayette, Indiana. What's on your mind?
Dominion CEO's on the transition team.
Yeah, but they've offered him a position in the administration. We just don't know what it is yet.
Well, you know, it's time for Republicans to kind of copy the what the Democrats are doing right now. So in 4 years, whether it's Trump or somebody else, they'll be in a lot better position to handle it than what we have the last month or so. I mean, Trump himself, you know, he did nothing but tweet that this was a rigged election, but did nothing to do anything to prevent it. So, but I hope he runs in 4 years. I think he's going to be a catalyst. If the House changes hands in 2022, it's because Donald Trump was out there campaigning for every Republican congressional candidate that would want him. And right now, they want him more than anybody. Red states, he's still Trump will be their leader for years to come. Might not be the president, but that's something they're going to have to deal with.
When you say that Trump didn't do anything, I know he was aware, and I know his people and his attorneys were briefed about what was going on, but they were assured, here's the problem, they were assured by the agencies that was watching this that they were keeping a close eye on it. Apparently they didn't, huh?
No, I mean, did you see any postal inspectors there? Did you see any FBI agents there? No. And they knew exactly which states were going to do this. I think maybe Arizona was a little bit of a surprise, but they knew they were going to have problems in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia off the bat. And that's what really cost him the election. Those four.
Well, we don't know if it's cost anybody anything yet because there still has not been a declared winner anywhere. And by the way, if you look at the electoral votes on the states that there's no doubt about who won what, it's actually 232 Biden, 227 Trump, using the actual numbers that are there that you can't dispute.
You flip it now, you'd be in civil war. That simple.
We're already there. Look at D.C.
We're not there yet. We're getting there. I can tell you this. If it was the Trumps, Biden will have no time for what Trump supporters did in Washington when he's president. You know, I just watched this movie, this old film, Commanding Heights, over the weekend, and it talks about when Thatcher came to power in Britain. When she had problems, what did she do? She put cops on birth packs, and they busted heads. That's probably what Trump should have done before these cities got out of line here.
Do you forget American history and who did this years ago? It was a labor union. Do you remember who the union was? Do you remember who the union was?
United Auto Workers.
It was the Teamsters and Jimmy Hoffa. They got out there with pipes and baseball bats and beat their way into leadership.
Right, but I'm telling you, he probably was a little too laxed on force. Biden will do that. Biden will send thugs out there to break the heads if they're Trump people after January 20th.
All right, well, the president is saying he will concede nothing. The legal process will have to work its way out, and then we'll start talking about who's going to do what. But until then, hopefully cooler heads will prevail.
What I did talk to Kyle when you had the problem the other night was, I said, think of it this way. This is not too far-fetched. It's wound up in the courts. The Electoral College doesn't vote. There's a few states out there that, they never officially get done counting votes by January 20th. What would that mean? That would mean the presidency would go to the House. It would be Pelosi's House to pick the next president, which would probably be Biden. But the Senate, the Republican Senate, would have the power by the Constitution to pick the vice president. So you just put Trump in the vice president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all possible. But then there's something else that's also possible too, and that's the fact that we wind up with the one state, one vote per state, whoever controls the state, and that's a possibility too. It's an off the wall possibility, but it's possible. Listen, I gotta let you go because here comes the music. Here comes the music. I gotta let you go. So thanks
talk
very much.
Later on in the week.
Okay, thanks very much for the call. And Kyle, you hang on, and I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, let's not forget. Listen to what's this? 28 days till certification. Certification for who? Florida? It's December the 14th, by the way, is when the Electoral College meets. Anyway, we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the U.S. passes 11 million coronavirus cases, several states are enacting tougher restrictions trying to control outbreaks, with many questioning if the entire nation should adopt that strategy. Dr. Anthony Fauci doesn't believe we're headed for a national lockdown. The director of the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that the restrictions will likely continue to happen strictly on the local and state level.
We're not going to get a national lockdown. I think that's very clear. But I think what we're going to start seeing in the local levels, be they governors or mayors or people at the local level, will do, as you said, very surgical type of restrictions, which are the functional equivalent of a local lockdown. But we're not going to have a national lockdown.
More than 150,000 new cases were reported on Sunday alone, adding up to 1 million new cases over the last week. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Larry Elder. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go over there to their website, geico.com, type in your zip code, and get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV. They'll do all that, too. And if you've got homeowners or renters insurance, you can certainly get a cost comparison there as well. And I'll tell you right now, if you bundle your homeowners and your car insurance back and forth together, or renters insurance as the case may be, you'll also save money. And knock on wood, if you're a safe driver, like yours truly has been for going on 15 years, you get 10% off the price of your insurance every year. How about them apples? How about them apples? There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, we're having fun tonight. Now, again, the president said that he concedes nothing, even though he said something about if Joe Biden won the election, it was based on all of this stuff that went on, and we know there's plenty of it. Now, what is it that Sidney Powell has said? You said something, and I neglected to bring that out.
Well, yes, Captain. A quote from Sidney Powell just recently, last 24 hours or so, is the following. She says, quote, "We're getting ready to overturn election results in multiple states," unquote. She said that on Fox Business during an interview, I think on Sunday. But this is quite a quote. Obviously it's very ominous. According to her, and I've heard a couple of different interviews with her, where they're talking about these Dominion machines. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the evidence that they are acquiring in order to show that these machines were switching votes, obviously, and so on and so forth. Now, we don't have all the details of that. One would think that a bombshell kind of quote like that, they'd have to have some pretty good evidence. So we're going to wait and see. But, of course, we know from the person saying it, Sidney Powell, she's a highly respected attorney. She helped General Michael Flynn and beat the government, basically, and show how he was being coerced and railroaded. So she's, this isn't her first rodeo. So it will be very interesting to find out what, they have and how that's going to play into everything. But again, this isn't some fly-by-night person. This is Sidney Powell talking, so we're going to wait and see.
And you also have Ken Starr talking, who's had quite a bit of experience in this sort of stuff. Former judge, former, what was he, the, let's see, when Richard Nixon was around, he did the investigations on that. But anyway...
Whitewater.
And
he was a special counsel, right?
Yeah, special counsel. But anyway, he says the legal challenges to the election are part of an important process, and they should continue.
Well, certainly, this is America. You have these different judicial routes that you can go when you feel you've been wronged, in order to get a hearing and if it's based on evidence. And be able to have your day in court, basically. That's the most American thing. And, Captain, when you hear former President Barack Obama out there saying things like there's no legal basis for any of these challenges.
Yeah, forget that idea.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is all part of, it literally sounds like propaganda.
Okay.
I hate to say it.
Now, what is the difference between, we're hearing about some states that are doing an audit, and we're also hearing about states that are doing a recount, and then we're hearing about states that are doing both. What's the difference between an audit and a recount?
Well, as I understand it, a recount, they may run it all the way through the machines again and retest the whole thing and see if they get the same or similar result. An audit, I think, is much more deep and forensic in terms of looking at these ballots and going making sure everything's verified.
Actually, you got it the other way around.
An
audit, an audit is where they merely count the votes cast versus the voters registered to vote. That's an audit. That leads to a recount where they actually do check all the votes and all the ballots to make sure that they're authenticated and valid. And that takes a lot of time to do, which means it delays the result of the winner of a state. And then you would have to have a court like the Supreme Court say, well, we're delaying the results of the Electoral College until all of these states get tabulated. And we're talking about places like Nevada, Arizona, where I think they may have dropped their legal challenge, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. They're the states that are in the mix right now. So we'll see what happens. And again, if you just went by what has been verified numerically, that can't be overturned, the Electoral College votes as of today would be Trump 232, Joe Biden 227, because you still can't call Nevada officially. You can't call Arizona officially. You can't call Wisconsin officially, Michigan officially, Pennsylvania officially, or Georgia officially because of all the lawsuits that are involved in those states.
Well, exactly right. And I will say this, Captain. Why aren't we hearing from the Democrat Party and their leader, Joe Biden?
Well, I can tell you why.
Why is that?
Because the analysis of the election night data from all states shows millions of votes either switched from President Trump to Joe Biden or they were lost using the Dominion and other systems. That is a known fact right now.
Well, exactly.
Not a conjecture, but a fact.
But why aren't we hearing them say, of course, I think we all know the answer, but they're not saying anything like, yes, we got to make sure that our election had integrity, but what we, because it just, they think it went their way, so fine, but we're actually being told, Captain, well, there's no widespread fraud going on of any kind. I mean, it's really something to be brushed off this way.
Au contraire, do you not remember another glitch in Wisconsin which reversed the vote from Trump to Biden and eliminated the lead that Donald Trump had in the state? Do you not remember that? Or how about this one? Joe Biden got 9,516 votes in Rock County in Wisconsin that were eliminated from President Trump and moved to Joe Biden. How about that one? And then there's the 19,032 vote difference, which, when corrected, would eliminate Biden's lead in Wisconsin altogether. Those votes are all contested. And they've identified issues reported in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia where similar, quote, end of quote, glitches occurred with the Dominion system.
Right, but with the mainstream media, it's just nothing to see here. I mean, why are you even asking the question? I mean, This is the kind of stuff that's so maddening to the American people, Captain. We have to have integrity and I will go
this far to report something else that was put out there by the Edison Research Group. In 25 states that use the Dominion state system software, there were 434,889 votes switched and 2,705,228 votes lost.
Unbelievable. I mean, this is a real travesty, and we have to know the answer. People will accept the answer, by the way, but we have to know.
By the way, in states the president won handily, thank God, in Kansas and Texas, they use something called the Premier Election Software, which is owned by Dominion. There were 16,628 switched votes in those states and 32,711 lost votes in those states.
Wow. I mean,
those were states that the president won.
Right, but he was able to overwhelm it at that point. That's right.
And in 10 states that use election system software, there were 48,772 switch votes and 48,739 lost votes. Now, 13 states that use unknown software that we don't know about, there were 512,095 switch votes and 2,865,757 lost votes.
And where are you hearing about this, other than right here, Captain, for example?
You're not hearing about it anywhere, but Pamela Geller put it out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, and again...
And where did she get it? She got it by doing her research.
Exactly.
And the mainstream media is not telling you about this.
Nope, because, again, it's the narrative that's happening.
We're being led to believe that Joe Biden, who literally had no political following of any significance from a party that lost seats in the House and couldn't take the Senate back, beat President Trump handily. Not even close.
No, it's not believable. It just doesn't pass the smell test. In fact, Captain, I think people feel like, well, wait a minute, there is something wrong here.
Yeah.
It feels wrong, you know.
And we have someone else in our corner, too. You know who it is?
Who's that?
The chairman of the Federal Elections Commission. His name is Trey Tainer.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he believes there is evidence of voter fraud and other alleged irregularities across the country, and he's urging the investigation to go on because he thinks something happened.
Wow. Well...
Now, that's the chairman of the Federal Election Commission.
Yep, that's amazing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back. We're going to check the highways and byways. And, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about. Snowing out west and got some miserable cold weather and lake effect snow coming in back east. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always consistent.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. That's my used-to-be Fox girl, but I remember her when I first listened to her on the radio. She was the traffic copter girl for, of all people, Howard Stern on the radio in New York City. All righty. Well, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. When you see that big old billboard sign up there, pull on in there, check them out. And if you haven't been there before and found out what they're all about, you want to get in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and I was talking about them, and they'll get you a nice free hot cup of coffee for openers. And if you want to join the Drivers Club, that'd be a pretty pretty good move on your part, too, because all your purchases, your fuel, your food, whatever you buy in the travel store, you're going to get points for, and you're going to be able to use those points on down the line. And I know Catwoman and Road Dog have a great time with those points out there. And Road Dog, hope you're doing good tonight. He's out there trucking it along, waiting on Catwoman to get better from her surgery, and we hope she's doing all right. Okay, well, we're going to get started, and we're going dancing. That's the Bee Gees, and that's from the movie Staying Alive, the song with the same name there. I'll tell you what, that was quite the movie years ago. And, Kyle, did you have your bell bottoms on?
Well, I did, absolutely. And listening to the Bee Gees and even that string arrangement just is amazing. Brings back a lot of great memories.
That is history at its best right there for those of us that remember that, because I had the bell bottoms, the half boots, the whole nine yards, and I could dance like that. I couldn't do it anymore. If I tried, I'd wind up in a hospital for years or whatever. All right, well, let's get going with the weather here, because we do have some weather. We'll start with what's going on out west. A series of Pacific storm systems will keep a large portion of the West unsettled this week, especially locally heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, and gusty winds, especially in the Pacific Northwest into Northern California. Also, some elevated fire weather conditions are forecast in parts of Southern California due to dry conditions and gusty offshore winds on Monday. Meanwhile, over in the East Coast, it's gotten colder. The winds are blowing off the lake, and that means lake effect snow. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in the Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming area, and our hearts go out to our listeners and friends in that area because the high wind warning just persists. It's been there for many, many days, of course, and so if you're in that area and you're traveling across I-80, you're going to encounter those high winds. So be careful if you have a high-profile vehicle. We also have a winter weather advisory covering most, or if not all, of Yellowstone National Park up there in the northwest corner of Wyoming. We also have another winter weather advisory up in, this is north of Missoula, Montana. Also, this is going to be east of Cutback as well. Near Whitefish in that area, Glacier National Park. Now, over in Washington State, we do have high surf advisories, high wind watches along the West Coast. This is going to be, of course, in the Seattle, near the Seattle area. And as we make our way down the coastline, we've got a coastal flood advisory. This is going to be north from the state line all the way down into the Portland area, about even with that. So be careful there with high winds and storm warnings there. Portland right now looks like they're registering rain and rain there for the next several days, all this week up until about Thursday. We've also got another high wind warning. This is going to be in the Northern California, southern Oregon area, along with the wind, another wind advisory in the Klamath Falls area. So if you're coming down the 5 freeway near Medford, you're going to encounter those high winds, especially as you go into northern California. Winter storm watch in northern California. This is going to be north of Sacramento, but also in the Reno and Carson City area. And you're right, Captain. We've got some fire weather warnings basically here in southern California with some mild Santa Ana winds. And, of course, when those things happen, everybody gets on edge and everybody tries to make sure that they're not going to encounter any fires and take precautions as much as possible. Right now, of course, we're looking at some temperatures. Still cold up in Montana, but at least Butte, Montana isn't like 6 degrees. It's gone all the way up to 29 degrees, Captain. So maybe a little bit of a warming trend, if you can call it that.
Well, you want to talk about cold weather and the wind, all you got to do is go to northern Michigan up in the Upper Peninsula or anywhere across Michigan tonight. Now, up along the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got a winter weather advisory. Lake effect snow will be kicking in if it hasn't already. There's also some flooding going on along Lake Superior and Lake Huron. And in Lake Michigan right now, the east side of Lake Michigan, west side of Michigan State, if you will, you've got coastal flooding involved there. Plus, you've got a winter weather advisory for all of the eastern Michigan side. Winds coming off the lake, snow being dumped in, high winds all across Michigan tonight. And then from Toledo all the way to Buffalo, all the way to Syracuse, all the way up to Watertown, you've got the possibility of the lake effect snow machine kicking in at almost any time. So be advised of that. Temperatures have dropped. Winds are blowing. So it's going to get exciting over the next day or so. Now, also in the state of Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, mountains of West Virginia right now, we've got a lot of wind blowing there, cold temperatures coming in. We did have a system with some severe thunderstorms go through Philadelphia earlier. Some damage was reported. There may still be some power out in some of the areas there. So be careful if you're on I-76 or I-95 going north-south or east-west out of there due to what may or may not be going on with the weather. Also, there's a gale warning all along the east coast from roughly Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., all the way up into Maine. Now, when you get up around Boston, it's particularly heavy right now, heavy surf and conditions there, and some storms in the area as well. Up in Maine, from, about Kittery all the way to just about Nova Scotia, you've got a winter weather advisory there along I-95, plus way, way, way up in North Maine, up north of Presque Isle and Caribou, you've got snow up in that area, too. So, Kyle, that's what we're looking at with the weather. And down in Florida, just for the heck of it, coastal flooding from Brunswick, Georgia, on down to about Fernandina Beach, and then coastal flooding from Daytona south on down towards West Palm Beach due to all the rain we had a week or so ago.
Yes, exactly right. Yep.
Now, all that being said, Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks. And don't forget that you can pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and even though you're not a member of the Drivers Club, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. But you should consider joining the Drivers Club for one simple reason. You're going to get points for everything that you get in terms of buying fuel out at the fuel island and buying food in the restaurant or whatever they might happen to have there, as well as in the convenience store. Or two, the trucker store, you'll be able to get points there, and you can use all of that later on down the line for discounts and gifts and whatnot in the Drivers Club. So something to think about. And here comes the music. So put Kyle over there, and when we come back, Kyle and I are going to talk about some more stuff pertaining to the election and Joe Biden. Okay, Joe Biden and the infamous Biden charity. Wait till I tell you what's gone on there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.